Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It's great to be here, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. This is the Bart Winkler Show. Carlos Ortiz is here. Marco Belletti is here. But as you see this table of which we sit, there are plenty of chairs. Pull one up. Get involved. You can find me, Bart Winkler, Bart Winkler Show. Carlos is Carlos with a K. And you have to spell that out. And so it's Carlos with a C, but then with a K. So it's C-A-R-L-O-S and then with A-K.
Okay.
So you can go ahead and find him. I'll wait. It's Carlos with a C, then it's... Okay. Marco Belletti as well. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. A professional reset for those just joining us. This has been one of the most consequential nights in the NBA that we've seen in a long time. The Warriors are 13 points down with a minute 24 to go. They will probably lose. They are certainly, the lineup is suggesting that, I don't know, it's 14 points, there's a minute and a half left in these playoffs. The Celtics are down 3-1, and they're down Jason Tatum, and they're probably going to be without him for a while. Looks like an Achilles. Tim Bontemps of ESPN relaying to Brian Windhorst, which was reported on the show, that Bontemps says it was the quietest locker room he'd ever heard. I thought Bontemps wasn't going to do a damn thing in the playoffs, but it's some good reporting there. Celtics losing to the Knicks, who should be celebrating. They beat the Celtics. Tatum got hurt late in the game. It wasn't well in hand, but they were about where Golden State is. It's 10 points, about a minute and a half left. Boston would have needed some real heroics, and now the series seems to be a formality. And the Knicks would be on their way to the Eastern Conference Finals against probably the Pacers, who are also up 3-1. And then there was the draft lottery, which gave us a combination at the top that nobody could have expected. The chances for 1-2-3 to be Dallas, San Antonio, and Philadelphia were about 0.01%. And it is Dallas. Dallas, the team that traded Luka. Now they get the number one pick. And many are saying, that seems sketch. In a league where a lot of these lotteries have left us saying, that seems sketch. So just, this night, the night of May 12th, 2025, is going to have ripple effects throughout this league for a very, very, very long time. We've got two Brandons in Chicago that call. I will take this one. So other Brandon, I'm playing the Brandon lottery here. This Brandon. Hello, Brandon.
Hello, BW.
What's up?
Ortiz, thanks for taking my call. So would we be saying that, the lottery would be rigged, on a day where Jordan comes out and says he's going to be a commentator for NBC, and then the Bulls end up getting Cooper flagged?
Ooh, yeah. Big time. Because I guess so in the draft order, the Mavericks and the Bulls had the same record, so they flipped a coin to see who would be in what slot. So this could have been the Bulls. But yeah, going back to NBC, that was where the Bulls had their heyday. Oh, man. I think we'd think it was more likely rigged if it was Chicago with the number one pick.
And then going with the playoffs, you know, OKC and Denver, you know, tied at two. Denver's not really favored to win the title. You know, they're down towards the bottom. If they beat OKC, how far does that shoot them up? And then, man, Brunson, he's doing this AI impression, man, that he is the answer for this Knicks team. And, you know, I think that's going to put them in the Eastern Conference Champions conversation, just like AI did it for the Sixers.
Yeah, Brandon, thanks for the call. Brunson's been so good in these playoffs. And again, he started his career in Dallas. And he's been a guy that has needed to step up at every time. Now, Brunson, he's got to the point, I think, where when he takes a big three at a big moment and he misses, you're like, "What? Was something wrong with my TV? Something happened to the rim?" That first series, he averaged 31 points a game, including the 40-piece that he had in the Game 6 clincher. This series, he is averaging 28 points a game, scores of 29, 17, 27 in the loss, and then 39 tonight. Assists, rebounds, he's been very active wherever they need him, but these three-point shots that he's been making, shooting 41% in this series, has been huge. Has been huge. So certainly a star-making moment. If he, you know, wherever he was already, he's hired there because of these playoffs. Game in San Francisco's gone final. Minnesota is up 117-110. That is the final, and it was a big third quarter for Minnesota. 39-17, they outscored them there. Jimmy Butler, rough night for him, 14 points. He was a plus-minus, minus 30. So we saw playoff Jimmy a little bit in that last game, but they didn't win. 33 points, most he's had in this series. Definitely did not see playoff Jimmy here tonight. So Timberwolves up 3-1, Celtics down 3-1. Thunder and Nuggets are tied. And you've got the Pacers also up 3-1. Just a wild evening in the NBA. All right, we had Brandon in Chicago. This is Brandon in Chicago. Brandon.
I only know when to call when I see the flashing Chicago B sign in the sky. I think it would be gross negligence if the association didn't try to manipulate the outcome of the lottery, so that would best benefit the league. Derrick Rose draft up, they might as well have hosted it at Portillo's. It was just so dead on and perfect. But yeah, if you were talking about Dolan, if he's hated that much, I mean, wouldn't it still be beneficial for the league if New York were got the number one pick, just like it would benefit the league?
Yeah, Marco was talking about that a little bit. Brandon, thanks again. I'm sorry. I thought he was get to double Brandon. I got two Brandons here. I'm juggling. We got a third Brandon. No. That was more of Marco's thing. I don't know how to. Are you asking if the league would want New York to be good? I guess. But they also ran that franchise pretty poorly. Look, sometimes it's just a matter of getting the guy there. You do what you got to do now. Like, we'll get you Cooper Flagg. Now that's up to you. The Cavs got the number one pick. Was that the year they took Anthony Bennett, or was that a different year? Because in the year they took Wiggins, he got traded before he ever played. Yeah, Anthony Bennett drafted in 2013.
Ugh, that didn't work out.
Now, that's pretty rough.
Probably the worst pick of all time? Or definitely the worst pick of all time?
Well, no. When was LeBron left in 2010? So what was the pick that the Cavs got it? I'll just sit here and everybody cool your jets. I'm looking up something. Oh, Kyrie. They got Kyrie.
Oh, that was fast.
Yeah. They're going to tank for, and it's always, what's up with all these Duke, there's something Duke is involved here, right?
Yeah, Zion, Cooper Flagg, that's
Zion,
right.
And Anthony Davis, well, he was Kentucky, but Zion?
Yeah, no.
Cooper Flagg, Kyrie Irving?
You can't just casually throw in Anthony Davis when he did not go to Duke.
Patrick Ewing famously went to, and then
Georgetown.
Went back to coach at his alma mater, Dukestown. George Duke. George Webb. Robert's in Annapolis. Robert.
Hey, voices. Hey, this is one of your more entertaining... This actually is a skit, right? You're being facetious about all this. You don't really believe that the NBA lottery is rigged for what... Well, what would be the motive for the NBA to have Dallas have the number one pick, and what? Why would they care?
The motive would be you asked.
Okay, I did.
The motive would be LeBron is going to be done soon in LA. They need another star there. They convince Dallas to trade Luka to LA, and then they reward him with this. Here's what I'm saying. If I have to, like I said, I live or die if I'm right. I live or die. Bart, do you think the NBA draft is rigged? And I live or die based on if I'm right. I would say, in my heart of hearts, I do not believe the NBA draft is rigged. And then we'll see if I live or die or not. But
okay.
why this is being brought up, there's starting to be too much evidence. Or too many coincidences.
Conspiracies have been alive since the JFK assassination. This is absurd. Why would Dallas? Why not Charlotte? They've sucked for years. He played at Duke. He probably has a following down there. Let's put him down there and raise that franchise up to some kind of popularity or something of that nature. I mean, and who are the conspirators with Adam Silver? Brutus? And Cassius, how about the owners of the other teams that would have possibly had the number one pick? You think the Wizards, who have sucked for forever, would be willing to take the worst? They had the second best odds of getting the number one pick, and they got the worst. They got number six. I mean, who's included in all this? And what's the end game?
Awfully defensive position. I'm starting to think you are in on it.
I don't even care about the NBA, as you know.
Nope. It's all been a setup. Robert calls. I don't care about the NBA. NBA this. And then when we're talking about the draft lottery, he's the most defiant against it being rigged. I'm on to you, Silver.
Wait a minute, because I told you as a caller to recommendation to other callers to comment on topics. So whatever you create as a topic, it's your show. Now, if you want to talk conspiracies, let's talk about the NFL conspiracy for the Chiefs when the Bills and my Ravens weren't getting into the Super Bowl. Hey, now, you might get me along with that. But anyhow, my friend, thanks for taking my call. This is a bunch of silliness. Oh, odds. You've gambled, you've rolled dice, you've picked, you may have taken a hit on 16, you may have done things in your life. Whatever the goddess of chance decides, that's what is decided. This is how this went, and so be it. Okay.
I don't know. Many other leagues, Robert. Thanks for the call. It's one thing, but this is the NBA. This is David Stern's NBA. Adam Silver, a disciple of... We talked to Kevin Harlan tonight. David Stern, this was one of his points. He was very much about creating a product that was built around stars. I think in this moment, it's just so absurd. It's so absurd. The Dallas Mavericks happened to trade Luka Doncic to Los Angeles, and then they get the number one overall pick as a 39-win team that was in the play-in that had a 1.8% chance to get it. The general manager who's been so steadfast in his decision. Yeah, I'd be steadfast too, and I'd be pretty confident if I had a ace in my back pocket being the number one pick. That's where I'm at. What I think is Nico Harrison either went to the future and came back and can't tell anybody, or he had a very finite vision for what he thought would happen via the trade. There's no planet where he thought nine steps ahead that he would get the number one pick. It's so bonkers. It's so bonkers. Their good luck, their good fortune for this trade to work out would be a full season of Anthony Davis being healthy alongside Kyrie Irving. That is the good fortune. This is just some. This is like you go to the casino, okay? Just lose your ass. Make the dumbest bets, blow your money, blow your life savings, blow your kids' college funds. And then you walk out of the casino, and as you're walking out, the sign above the entrance falls on you and you break your leg, and then they have to pay you a massive settlement. Did you galaxy brain that? Did you galaxy brain that you'd be in the casino for as much time as when you walked out, something loose would fall on you and you'd become rich because they'd settle? That's what's going on here. He got rewarded for bad behavior. So often in sports, we see people do something, and because of their bad decisions, the road it takes them on actually makes them look like geniuses. Nico Harrison traded Luka Doncic. They missed the playoffs. He ends up getting the number one pick with improbable odds. Yeah, it was my plan all along. What do you mean? Of course it was. Let's get to Rob. He's in Chicago. What's up, Rob?
Hi, Bart. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm going to get right into it. I think it was months ago when the trade was made, you said there were two options that could be true. Either Nico Harrison is a time traveler or he's the dumbest GM in history. We didn't take into effect that the NBA is rigged. And yeah. You just said if your life was on the line, is it rigged, yes or no? You said no. I would say yes.
Uh-oh, and one of us is going to die.
Because it's rigged. As a Bulls fan, I put my Bulls hat on today for the first time in I don't know how long, with the hope that, 1.7, Derrick Rose, also another rigged moment, mind you, that could happen again. And we lost a coin toss before the thing happened. And
what sucks is the Bulls would not have needed to go to the coin toss had they lost one of those games to the Lakers. That game against the Lakers that the Bulls won, that everyone got so excited about how fun the chemistry was.
I'm burning my hat tonight, Bart. I'm burning it because I'm done with the Bulls. I'm done with the NBA. I'll keep watching because the other teams, they're all going to be good, but not my team. Never my team again because, oh, Bart, you understand it. I'm sorry. But
Hey, but you got Michael Jordan back in a vague-ass role on NBC. That's fun.
Yeah, what are his gambling debts to where he needs that NBC money? Because the last time he took money like that was because of the divorce. But that's another thing. I hate the Mavs now more than any other team in the history of basketball. However, if they all stay healthy, which won't happen, AD, Kyrie, Cooper, and Klay Thompson could be a pretty nasty four.
Yeah. Daniel Gafford, PJ Washington, Derek Lively.
Daniel Gafford,
it's not a bad team.
Don't talk to me about Gafford. Gafford's a stud, and of course he's a stud the second the Bulls let him walk. But the NBA is definitely rigged, and I don't know what the Mavs got under the table for trading Luka for what they did, but it's obviously going to be worth it in Cooper Flagg jersey sales. And they've always thought of San Antonio and Dallas as the not big markets to try to build up, because you don't get David Robinson and Tim Duncan back to back like that. You don't get Wemby and the Spurs. They love the Spurs and they love the Mavericks. So it started with David Stern with I think it was the Ewing one that was like rigged, but it goes even before that, because the last time the Bulls lost a coin toss for a generational talent was Magic Johnson.
Gee, Rob, hey, thanks for the call. Good luck with your hat. Good luck to the hat, I should say. That's about to meet a fire real quick.
Charcoal.
Guess what they said? Coming up, we'll take more of your calls. Look, there's no chance. Art Bell is somebody that I reference a lot because he had this show on a station I worked at, and it was coast to coast late at night. And this guy, there wasn't a conspiracy theory that he did not love. And in the spirit of late night radio, I must keep that torch burning with flames hot enough to scorch whatever Chicago Bulls hats get thrown in them. 888-710-4ISN. We'll be back with Guess What They Said on the Bart Winkler Show.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast. Here at the Bart Winkler Show, we give you hot takes, hot mics, and hot guesses.
It really doesn't matter what you say. And I'm hoping that nobody on our team is playing for you.
It's the audio of the day you need and the transcript you don't.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm not. I'm
real serious. I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
The contestants are ready.
You play to win the game. Hello?
The Bart Winkler Show proudly presents Guess What They Said.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We're talking about practice.
Here is tonight's host, Carlos with a K.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
That's right. Guess what they said every Monday and Friday on the Bart Winkler Show, as long as one of us is here. The game show is so good that even management stays up to listen to this. Hi, David. On Mondays, we get you the audio of the weekend slash day, and Bart will guess what they said, which is why it's called Guess What They Said. It's not pretend, you know, it's not figure it out. So guess what they said. So, Bart, let's start here. The Knicks are one win away from going to the Eastern Conference Finals after they beat Boston 121-113 in Game 4 of the East Semifinals. But the big story coming out of the game was Jason Tatum wound up getting hurt, non-contact. He tried to push off and just instantly fell to the floor.
I'm not a Twitter doctor, but if I was, that'd be an Achilles, which means he'd probably be done for not only the rest of the series, probably next season as well. I want you to guess what Knicks head coach Tom Thibodeau had to say about the Jason Tatum injury. This is 11 seconds long. Guess what Tommy T had to say.
Oh, I mean, it can't be anything other than I just feel bad for him. He's an incredible player. Had a great game. Has a great series. Great person. You're thinking about that first and foremost. Bigger than basketball. We'll be thinking of him, and I hope that he turns out right. But it's tough to see. Tough to see.
Yeah, you know, I never want to see a player get hurt. And, you know, he's been a great player, and he's a great guy, too. So I hope it's not a serious injury.
You never want to see somebody get hurt. It's usually the first thing that anybody says. And that, in the business, we call a layup. Bart is 1-0 to start Monday's edition of Guess What They Said. Let's go to the losing
side. At some point,
side.
I would like to have a...
Uh-huh.
Longer conversation about that.
Okay. And that's your prerogative. Because
I think
this
people
is the
are...
Show.
I mean, I don't think anyone wants it to be serious. But I think sometimes fans do want to see stars not play and then act holier than thou when somebody says it.
Yeah, that whole, oh man, I really wanted to face that team at their best. No. Me personally, I never want to face a team at their best. I want easy wins. I want to be able to celebrate early, get the cigar ready, get the brandy swirling in the glass, even though I would never drink brandy. It's just what you do. You swirl it. And be comfortable. Who wants to sweat it out until the last second and then possibly lose? Not me. So everybody, you're liars when they say you never want to play somebody at their weakest. You want to play them at their best. I call shenanigans. Let's go to the losing side. Here's head coach Joe Mazzulla. I want you to guess what he had to say on how the Knicks were able to overcome another deficit and win the game. So guess what he said about what the Knicks were able to, how they were able to come back, rather, and pile it on. This was 20 seconds long. Guess what Joe Mazzulla had to say.
I got one of his wrong last week because I think that he usually answers questions in a weird way, but then we heard one quote he had tonight where it was a normal answer. How the Knicks were able to come back, I think he'll focus more on what they did wrong. But you got to pay some homage to the other team. They kept fighting. You know, they had the grit. They had the hustle. They were determined. We weren't as determined. We weren't as ready. This is a tough place to play. They fed off the crowd energy, and they were able to do things. We got to get better at the hustle and the rebounds and a bunch of different things. And they took advantage of the opportunities that we gave them. A lot of turnovers. We were able to. I think they had a really bad third quarter on turnovers. So we gave them opportunities to get back in, and they took it.
I think it was the rebounding and the transition that got us. Obviously, Brunson's a great player, and Anunoby and Bridges separated it, with their scoring, and you know, they beat us on the boards. I think they won the shot margin tonight. And like I said, in the third quarter, I thought their switching, their pre-switches, slowed us down a bit, and, got the best of our pace in the third quarter.
I don't know. I feel like you did, but here's why. No, you got the point. But I almost wanted to not give you the point because you took a 20-second clip and it took you like 3 minutes to answer. So I almost got lost in your explanation.
Your timing on... I was surprised I didn't get one of the... I said 20 seconds, not 20 minutes. At most, I talked for 25 seconds.
I'm going to start need to bring a stopwatch to this thing because
I implore you to.
It was the longest run-on sentence I've ever heard in my life. I'm like, where is the punctuation? Can you drop a comma in here? Breathe this, so I can follow up to what you're saying.
This show must be so long for you. If you're listening to me speak over the course of 4 hours, you probably think this is like a 10-hour show every day, the way your math works.
I mean, the way my math works, I mean, supposedly we work twice as long as everybody else, 10 days a week.
We do. We work 10 days a week. We do.
So then it's our math.
I came in on Monday, and I'm leaving on Tuesday.
That's right.
That's 2 days right there. I do that 5 times. That's 10 days a week.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully management is still listening. I could use that raise. Yeah. All right, let's go.
We're actually not just a raise. We're asking for double what we're making.
Yeah.
Because we're working. That'd getting nice. Paid like we're working 5 days a week, but we're actually working 10.
Yeah, I need accounting and HR. We need to rectify this situation because a five-day week paycheck is not cutting it now. I'm doing double the work here. All right, let's go to the other Eastern Semi-Conference Finals, and that's the Indiana Pacers. Once again, picking the carcass of a team that's hurt. Although, I don't know what the hell happened to the Cavs in Game 4, but the Pacers crushed the Cavaliers to take a 3-1 series lead. And that one as well, that final was 129-109. I want you to guess what Kenny Atkinson, head coach of the Cavaliers, guess what his message was to the team on how to dig out of a 3-1 hole. This one's 11 seconds. Let me say that in the back for Bart here. 11 seconds. And I'm actually going to grab the stopwatch right now. 11 seconds. Guess what Kenny Atkinson's message was to the team on how to dig out of a 3-1 hole.
We just got to play every game's our last game. We got to, there's no tomorrow. It's do or die. There's no excuses. This is it. And we got to play with that urgency.
For the record, that was still 13 and a half seconds.
That's the same. 11 seconds is 13 seconds.
You know, that's, we're great at home. Got to get the next one. See if we can come back here for game 6.
Well, even though you talked over the first 3 seconds of the clip, you still got it wrong. So you're 2-1 moving on to the next clip. You didn't say what he said. Did you even hear what he said?
Play it again.
We got 2 out of the 3 next games at home. You know, if you, that's.
You need more?
We're great at home.
Good. I'll play that louder for you in the back as well. 2-1, Bart is still in the lead.
Why does this game get you so mad? You're so
I don't know.
Mad.
We always
so
this
worked
is our,
up.
This is our most contentious segment, and we well, do
I'm
it twice.
I'm starting to think it's more you than it is me.
No, it's definitely you.
Because you don't want me to win. It's weird.
No, that's not true. You get mad at the way that I judge the clips.
Because
the way
I get mad that you're getting mad.
But I wasn't mad until you got mad.
No,
guess
who's
why
on
he mad?
Third? Yeah.
All right. We're going to switch gears here. We'll actually talk a little bit of NFL because it's in our contract bylaws. We have to talk a little bit of football. We're going to shut off the air. The NFL, who listens to all. I want you to guess what Kellen Moore, new head coach for the New Orleans Saints, had to say on Derek Carr's retirement. If you've been living under a rock, Derek Carr decided to call it quits. He's not getting surgery on his shoulder, which is the reason why he's retiring. That's kind of odd. I can almost expect Derek Carr to come back, to be honest. This might be a Fugazi. This situation stinks. I'm going to just rest up for a year and come back when somebody needs a quarterback. But in any case, Derek Carr says he's retiring, so I'll keep him at his word. And Kellen Moore's going to do the same thing. I want you to guess what he had to say about that retirement. It's 18 seconds long. Guess what they said.
Well, they never, met each other since he became the coach. Would they even speak? But he'll say the right things. Derek's a great quarterback. He's not, though. He's bad.
Oh, he's so bad.
It's sad anytime you got to not go out on your own terms. We certainly wanted Derek here. We were hoping to have Derek here in any capacity to be a mentor to these guys and hopefully get him back on the field. But you got to do what's best for you. You only get one shot, one opportunity. Do not miss your chance to blow. Opportunity comes in a lifetime, yo.
First of all, you respect and appreciate so much that Derek's done in this league, and for the way he's done it, the on the field performance, the off the field person that he's showcased, and the impact he's had on so many people in this profession is really, really special. And so certainly, coming here, I've always had so much respect and appreciation for him.
Once you started quoting Eminem, you were not getting this point. Kellen Moore could have wrapped the Marshall Mathers album. You were not getting that point, too.
I think that outside of the one shot that I went down that road, I think that I was on it, but I just didn't give it enough. So I agree with your judging on this particular call.
Mom spaghetti. So that means we're 2-2. Bart, And somebody out there in Saskatoon needs this clip for the win, which is why we play five and not an even number, because that wouldn't make any sense. And your hopes rest on Shedeur Sanders. I want you to guess what Shedeur Sanders had to say on what was his biggest takeaway from his recent conversation with Tom Brady. Now, this one is 13 seconds long. You don't get any bonus points for dropping hashtag legendary, because I probably would have said that too, so we'll leave that aside. 13 seconds. Guess what Shedeur had to say about his takeaway talking to Tom Brady.
Ooh. Well, Tom has told... there's part of me that wants to say, I'm just going to keep that between us. Anytime you can have that kind of guy in your corner, you know, you respect that, and I lean on him, and... I'll just use his motivation as my motivation, and certainly somebody to emulate in the way that he was able to have a nice long career. I think I gave you something there.
That was it. My story is going to be similar. You know, I was a late round draft pick, but we're here now, so none of that stuff matters. That just mattered on the day. And I'm just excited to be here and ready to work.
You're so lucky you changed your answer midway through that, because... And that's Guess What They Said.
If you didn't give me that last point, I would have found a way to hurt you physically.
What are you going to do, email a punch? I just wouldn't open it.
Nah, I would have gotten in my car and started driving down to Chicago through Gary.
We've met. You know that'd just be bad for you.
No, I could take you. I just run
no,
a few
no, you cannot.
Tire you up.
As the only one in his room that's actually killed somebody. No, you cannot.
If I just ran down the street four or five times and then started fighting you?
No shot.
I only have no shot. Do not miss my chance at all.
Okay. You have a better chance of the Mavs winning the NBA lottery.
Oof. You think I have a 1.8% chance to beat you up?
I'd say 1.6.
No, I'll say this again. Of everyone listening right now, I don't care what, like in your current state, maybe you're injured, maybe you're like 90% asleep. I don't think I could even beat up 1.8% of you. I am such a weak person. I have no ability to defend myself. I lost an arm wrestling contest to my 80-year-old grandma. I'm bigger than no man I've ever met. I have no arms. If I just had heavier balls.
Yeah, that too.
I mean, you should... I'm touching my arms right now. There's like no muscle.
Where's the pole?
It's like a macaroni noodle. It's like... It's just so thin.
I've got a bag of Barbies in my basement.
And I would work out and get my arms bigger, but the weights are too heavy. You also want to dance on TikTok in your free time? All right. Let's get an update from Marco Belletti. Mike Ditka, the head coach of the New York Saints. Carlos and I had a disagreement. He told me a Joe Mazzulla soundbite. And guess what they said was 20 seconds and that I talked for way too long. Now, I think he's onto something because I did... talk for a considerable amount. I went back and listened for a considerable amount of time. The question was about Joe Mazzulla saying, how did they come back in this game? So thanks to the Odyssey Rewind feature, I'm not just telling you to use it. I'm a user of my own volition. So here's how I started.
Had to say.
I got one of his wrong last week because I think that he usually answers questions in a weird way, but then we heard one quote he had tonight where it was a normal answer. how the Knicks were able to come back. I think he'll focus more on what they did wrong. But you got to pay some homage to the other team. Okay, so that in and of itself was 20 seconds. Okay? So am I allowed time to talk it out or no? I think you were attaching that.
I mean, yeah. I mean, when I say guess what they said, I pretty much unofficially start the timer. I don't really care that you get exactly what I'm telling you. If it's 13 seconds, because I just want you to approximate. You know, okay. when you give me 1 minute of answering for like a 5 second cut.
Well, I was talking it out, and I was talking it out with the audience.
I see.
So let me see how long my answer was.
A straight up guess, which is why you're kind of dancing around several different options to get the right answer.
All right, so I had 20 seconds of setup. Now it's a 20 second soundbite. So let's see how long my actual answer was. Okay, let's see here.
The other team, they kept fighting. You know, they had the grit, they had the hustle. They were determined. We weren't as determined. We weren't as ready. This is a tough place to play. They fed off the crowd energy. And they were able to do things.
Okay, I'm at about 10 right now.
Able to do things. We got to get better at the hustle and the rebounds and a bunch of different things. And they took advantage of the opportunities that we gave them. A lot of turnovers.
Okay, that's at 20. Clearly, I'm not even close to being done. So point might go to Carlos on this one. Let's see.
Gave them a lot of turnovers. We were able to. I think they had a really bad third quarter on turnovers. So we gave them opportunities to get back in, and they took it.
All right, so it was a 29-second answer plus a 20-second prelude.
Vindication! Vindication! I closed the folder, but I would have played it.
I know. That's why I was doing it. So, all right. I'll just time it myself now. Maybe I need a clock. That's a problem because I don't have a clock. If this was like a game show that we did on a video platform, we'd have a big clock, right? And you could all watch at home. And then it would go, and it would get the music would get quieter as we got to it. I thought it was very important to hash that out so that we can remain friends. Also, I have some NFL schedule thoughts that I wanted to share, but instead of puking them all out in 3 minutes, now I can have the whole chest full for tomorrow. So that was a strategic play. I want to thank Kevin Harlan for being a great guest, as always. Marco Belletti, Carlos Ortiz, both the friend and the host. Pat Boyle up next, Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.